So you've had a chance to think about it briefly. How do you analyze that performance?
Well, I think a couple things. Obviously, in the box, far too many times. You can't take 10 or 11 minor penalties to get this team to come out unscathed. And as well, we lost our composure. After a few calls that we felt went against us, the guys tend to dwell on that a little bit too much, and it takes away from their gameplay. It really does. Mm. I mean, we've got to learn to not worry about the things we don't have a lot of control over.
Is that an immaturity issue in some respects?
It can be. It's also frustration. I know just from every year that we've been in the Elite League, we've improved every year. So the stakes are always higher for our club. We do have a good ice hockey club here. The guys feel the pressure. And you know what? Maybe I'll give you that one because that can be immaturity. You have to really distance yourself from that. Even when you're frustrated beyond belief, you have to forget about it and realize that no matter what's happening, you can't control it. Just go and worry about the task at hand.
Game of weird goals, wasn't it? Some real strange bounces. One that was allowed, then disallowed. Another one that was, you know, given when play seemed to continue. The goal light went on. We've seen the video of that. It did appear to go over the line. Another one that went in off the goalie's back. It's been a strange old game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that I'll give Jared credit there. I mean, I still will say that this is one of the best teams that we've faced all season. This is twice now that we've seen these guys down here. And you know what? You just look dangerous all the time. If we get caught standing still at any point, whether it's through the neutral zone, into the corners, you guys go get the puck and you attack. And then some of our guys just was, I think, really, by the end of the game, were really feeling the pace. And, you know, all you guys are doing is put pucks on a net. And that's when those go in. That Forney goal at the end there, you know, it goes up, rolls down Regan's back, but he has the wherewithal just to throw it on net, and he's, you know, a good hockey player.
16 goals against us. It's one of the reasons you buy the ticket every time and you get a chance. You look at the positive side of the performance, though, particularly that first period. You created opportunities. Great goal to open the scoring as well. And I suppose with Sheffield coming in after what happened to them on Saturday night, it was so important to seize the initiative.
We knew they were going to come out, and we knew they were going to come out hard. Fultz comes down there, takes that low, hard shot, score a goal. I talked to you earlier about Reber. You know, he had his wheels on early. He was in. Maybe one or two of those go. You're right, we get one called off. And then we started getting mired in a bit of penalty trouble. But when you do have guys like with the speed and creativity you guys have, I did see, you know, some of those are legitimate calls. And when you're trying to play catch up and you let them get body position on you, you do end up taking hooking, tripping, all these, you know, brutal little calls that really, really do hurt you in the end.
In a wacky night of results in the Elite League as well, victory for Edinburgh, defeat for the Belfast Giants. Again, this league just continues to tease you every single time you think you've got it covered, and then it goes and changes. It must be a betting man's, and I'm not saying you are, but a betting man's nightmare.
Well, it really is, and I mean, it was funny because last night we had said Edinburgh, they were on something like a 14-game loser, so they will break out, and they stick with their style, and they were going to beat somebody. We really didn't want it to be us, and they took us right down to the third period. It took a lucky couple goals to get clear of them, and they break out against arguably one of the best teams in the league this year, you know. So you're right, top to bottom, anybody can beat anybody. We'll bounce back from this. We've seen our weaknesses, and if we want to compete for anything, it's going to have to be on nights like this that we give ourselves a chance to win and get points at a hockey game.
And you're back into a bit more conference action now, aren't you, over the next four or five games? And it's a relatively easy schedule between now and the end of the month.
Well, it's tough because we go and play Brayhead, and how about that team right now? They just keep finding ways to win hockey games. Into Edinburgh, just prove that they, you know, they're capable of winning games. And then we have Nottingham and Belfast at home as well. So easy schedule. I don't know if it's so easy. We don't have as much taxing. We don't have as much travel. A couple one-game weekends. So hopefully we can really tighten up a little bit, and it'd be nice to come out of this month with certainly a handful of a few more points.